Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right. Getting down toward crunch time on our WWL Draft Recap Show. We're bringing you up till 12:30 on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. These last 20 minutes or so, we're going to roll around the NFC South, kind of talk about some of these other classes, see how other teams did. Not a lot of grades being handed out that are as promising as the Saints in terms of, you know, the analysts.
Well, let me actually go take a look at that. PFF gave the Saints an A+. Let me
see what they did. We haven't really talked about that, but PFF loves the Saints draft.
I love it too. You know, right there with them.
There's a few draft classes in here that are interesting. I think considering they went in without a first-round pick and the trade for last year to go up and get Bryce Young was so brutal from a value perspective for the Panthers, I think they came away with a sneaky good class. I think Xavier Leggett at number 32 overall, they traded up one pick, I thought was a great get at that spot. Gives Bryce Young a weapon. So they're not giving up on Bryce Young. So getting him talented wide receivers is obviously helpful. And it also does help when you don't have the number one overall pick, but you are picking first in the second, third, fourth rounds. So that does help you. I also thought that one of the bigger steals of this draft was Jatavion Sanders at the first pick of the fourth round. This is a guy that a lot of people had a second round grade on. So you're talking about Bryce Young, right? Everyone's saying a lot of people have given up on Bryce Young. The Panthers
have not given up on Bryce Young. They can't.
Because they can't. They've added offensive line help, and they gave him a top end wide receiver option and a really high upside tight end option to at least give him a chance,
yeah,
right?
Shout out Robert Hunt, former Raging Cajun, picking up a $100 million contract in the offseason. So that's interior offensive line help for Bryce Young.
And then the other guy before, Jonathan Brooks, obviously. So you gave this guy a wide receiver, a running back, and a tight end. So
they
you can no longer say that
one of them.
They have not invested in Bryce Young's supporting cast.
So let's talk a little bit about this because PFF gave it a C. They gave the Panthers a C, and I think
that's about the trade, right? I think that's just the value you could get out of this. Like, a C is an A, in my opinion. I think a C is their ceiling, given what they had to work with.
It was tough. They get back into the first round to get Xavier Leggett. I really do like Xavier Leggett. I was kind of hoping he would be there at 45.
Yeah.
Ends up being the final pick of the first round. They go up and make sure that they get him instead of Buffalo. I think Buffalo was fine with it. Maybe they had Keon higher on their board, and that's why they were cool with moving to the first pick of the second round.
Maybe they didn't lie, and they were just like, we're going to take a wide receiver, guys.
Yeah, I don't know. So you're looking at Carolina. Xavier Leggett, I think, is a good pick for them. We saw Spencer Rattler was impressing at his pro day, but the guy that was also super impressive was Xavier Leggett, who he was throwing to at his pro day at South Carolina. So Jonathan Brooks is an interesting one, the first running back off the board, the most talented guy at the running back position in this class. He's coming off an ACL injury.
Right.
So he had surgery, I think, about...
And Texas running backs are easy to like.
Yeah, so he's coming off of that, but they're obviously very confident in him. They used a second-round pick. He was, once again, the first running back off the board. Trevon Wallace, the third guy that they took in the third round with the 72nd overall pick. I think the issue with Wallace that's kind of come out with him is that he's really, really athletic, but he's not a great cover linebacker, which you kind of need to be in the modern-day NFL. So I don't know how I feel about that one. And then, once again, Jatavion Sanders, that's a really solid value play. If you're looking at the tight end class, we talked a little bit about this in the first hour, that it was Brock Bowers and then everyone else. But yeah, a lot of people really did have Jatavion Sanders as the second best tight end. And the fact that
Mike
Dettorier
did, if you trust Mike's rankings, which I do.
And he fell into the fourth round. And as Mike kind of mentioned about him, you're not getting this guy to be a blocking tight end. You're getting him to be a pass catcher. Yeah. And so that's what they got there. And once again, it kind of helps Bryce Young's development, getting a guy like him that can do a lot of work over the middle of the field. So I think
C's
okay.
You know, it's funny. A lot of future SEC in this, you know, because you got a South Carolina guy, a Kentucky guy, and then two Texas guys.
Yeah.
Wait, so they're not in the SEC yet, but they will be.
I think, you know, C is pretty fair for this Carolina Panthers draft class. I would say it's probably around there. They did the most with what they had.
Again,
basically,
it's like you. I don't know what your grade, how high your grade could have possibly been, right? Like when
you lost the number one overall pick.
Like that grade has to envelop the trade from last year, which it's kind of like
you started out in a big hole.
It's the same reason, like for the Saints, one of the reasons I give the first round pick an A- is not because I don't like the pick. It's because you set yourself in a situation where A- was kind of your ceiling.
Yeah,
because of what you had to do. So, you know, I also, you know, the Bills trade is going to be fascinating because if they were not, you know, if they had like a perfectly even grade on Legette and Keon, then sure. But it's weird because if you had a higher grade on Legette and you said, yeah, that extra pick that we're going to pick up is worth it, and he ends up being the star and Keon falls off, then that's a terrible trade. I think it's more likely that they had a higher grade on Keon anyway.
Yeah.
And they were just like, yeah, sure, give us whatever.
Yeah, go get your guy.
They knew
we'll
they were going to. Like, I think, you know, and here's the thing. That's why kind of, you know, tipping your pitches as a drafting team is difficult because the Bills knew the Panthers wanted to get Legette. The Panthers did not have any idea where the Bills stood on Keon.
I think they were nervous that the Bills could have taken Xavier
Right.
Legette,
that's why being coy and smoke screening is helpful because they were able. I think what happened is they wanted Keon anyway, and they were like, they kind of just forecast,
Xavier.
Hey, we're going to take a wide receiver here. How are you feeling? And the Panthers were like, what if they take Xavier? What if they take Xavier?
We got to go get this guy.
And so they gave up. So I think that's a masterful job by the Bills to steal value out of that.
And now we'll see if it works out. But now you're looking at the Carolina Panthers before we move on. And who do you want to do next? You want to do Tampa Bay?
I want to do Tampa Bay because I want to save the final segment for our Falcons hate segment.
What is your grade for the Carolina Panthers?
The Carolina Panthers, I give them a B just because, you know, it's funny because I'm grading them on a curve, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's,
I think Dan Morgan did a solid job. It's just, I mean,
just on the picks.
Yeah, the picks themselves.
Ignoring the trade, ignoring the fact that they didn't have a first-round pick. Just on the selections they had to make, I think I'd give them a B.
I think the C-minus or C-plus, B-minus kind of tier is where I would
land. And like, again, like I'm removing the ceiling that would exist based on that trade because I do think they got fleeced a little bit on the Xavier Legette pick. He would have been there on the first pick of the third round, and they kind of got baited. Otherwise, I think they did a great job. Anyway, let's move forward. Let's talk about the Bucks.
Yes.
What was your kind of read on the Bucks? It's not an exciting list of names.
I think that there's some good names on there. I really do. Grant Barton with the first round
pick
at 26, 100%. I thought that he was going to be the guy that went to maybe Miami or potentially Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh had Troy Fautanu fall into their lap.
Graham's funny too because, you know, kind of like Troy, it's like he played left tackle, but they're projecting him as a guard. Graham Barton, they're projecting him as a center. He didn't really play a ton of center in his final year at Duke.
Yeah. So, you know, you're looking at Graham Barton. They're going to have him as an interior guy to start off. Ryan Jensen retired.
I assume so.
Center. Yes.
That's
100%.
What I assume is going to happen, but
yeah,
who knows? Maybe Tampa's looking at him as a tackle. We really don't know.
You're right. Who does know? That's just how I would project it. Edge Chris Braswell from Alabama. I think that's a solid pick in the second round.
Any Alabama edge rusher feels like a solid pick.
Yeah, exactly. Tyke Smith from Georgia is safety in the third round. They had a second third-round pick. They took Jalen McMillan, who I really like from Washington. You know, that Washington wide receiver trio of McMillan and Polk and Odunze was just so ridiculous. And you're looking at – we'll talk a little bit about Michael Penix in a little bit here. But the passing numbers that he put up, that receiving trio had a lot to do with that. I think he's still a great quarterback, by the way. That's not me kind of throwing any kind of shade on Michael Penix. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could say the same thing about Jaden Daniels.
He was throwing two first-round wide receivers. I agree, but just once again, it was a really talented receiving core that he was throwing to from Washington, and that's why they made such a great season, made a run all the way to the national championship game. Bucky Irving from Oregon, who is one of the more divisive running back prospects in this class. You either love him and you love his speed and how electric he is, or you hate him. And he can catch the ball out of the backfield, but he's so small and he's just kind of like doesn't have the best vision, you know. So I think that it's a pretty interesting class. I think the Buccaneers class is better than the Panthers class. I don't think it's as good as the Saints, and PFF agrees. They gave Buccaneers an A. They gave them an A. I think that it's a solid class. I would probably go around A minus to B plus. Once again, kind of the tweener tier. Like I was looking at with the Panthers, I would say C plus, B minus. Looking at the Buccaneers, those picks. I like Grant Barton. I like Chris Braswell, Jalen McMillan as well. Bucky Irving, I'm kind of up in the air about. I would say it's kind of like a B plus to A minus for Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that seems fair. You know, I it really depends on if these defensive players hit. The Bucs are in an interesting position because they have these elite wide receivers. It's really a question, is Baker Mayfield the guy? Right? Is Baker Mayfield the guy that you can look at over the next 4 to 5 years and say, he's our quarterback and we're going to build around him as opposed to finding his replacement? Because I thought this was a draft where if it went a certain way, you could have found a quarterback that had some upside. Now, they seem like a team that would have benefited from a Spencer Rattler pick.
They decided not
to. They did not do that.
Yep. They're sticking with their guys.
Like a Michael Pratt would have made a ton of sense there because they don't really have a background guy. But I would give them a B. I think the Panthers and Bucks classes are very similar, in my opinion.
I think the Bucks is definitely better. It's a step above.
More of a meat and potatoes.
Yeah, I would agree. They got
the Bucks
some
really
solid
looked at
pieces.
The defense. The Panthers really looked at the offense.
And got some kind of weapons for Bryce. And I understand that. It's still like a B minus for me. So where I think the kind of Buccaneers is like a B plus to A minus.
I agree. But all right, this is our WWL draft.
You're not getting away, Falcons. We're coming for you.
We're coming for you. I wanted to save as much time as possible so I could trash the Falcons draft because that's what we do. It's a good
terrible.
Way to,
right,
good way
let's
to end
this break
show.
And we'll talk about
I'm
Falcons.
Jeff Nowak. He's Charlie Long. This is WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we have made it. Final segment, quick one on our WWL Draft Recap Show. I'm Jeff Nowak. He's Charlie Long.
The Trash the Falcons
segment. Cullen Steele. For guiding us through this mess of a recap, but that's fine.
Oh, I think the real mess is what we're about to talk
yes,
about.
Yes, the true. Yeah, you ruined my segue. Anyway, I'm sorry. But yeah, we're gonna use this last segment to trash the Falcons a little bit. You know, because you can make arguments that their draft wasn't as terrible as it's gonna be made out to be by us, but we're in New Orleans, so we're gonna do it. But obviously, you know, we don't need to go through the entire class. I thought Rook Arororo was a, I think I got it right there.
Row, row, row.
It's kind of, you just kind of make.
You said it's like row, row, row.
If you've ever
boat.
Heard a husky that talks a lot, it's kind of what it is. Like row, 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 row. Anyway,
row, 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 row.
He's a, you know, defensive tackle. Another Clemson. Guy you could argue was overdrafted out of Clemson.
100%.
He's probably a third round value. They took him in the second round ahead of Johnny Newton.
Everyone's got different big boards, and maybe they had him as like a full on second round grade.
If Johnny Newton was off the board, that's one thing. They took him ahead of Johnny Newton.
They took him before Johnny Newton. Johnny Newton was, I think, either the next player taken or a couple picks after that. He was a first round talent.
I think Terry's overthinking himself a little
bit. I think so too.
He's pressing.
Johnny Newton was a really solid prospect. I think a lot of people maybe even had him first round, and he falls into the second, and the Falcons straight up, you're thinking, oh, they're going to go get Johnny Newton. And then they take Rook Aurora, who is, you know, maybe a third round grade at best, like you were saying. The Falcons obviously had a higher grade on them than a lot of people did, but that felt like a reach for one. There wasn't the only reach they had.
But we can't get out of this without talking about Michael Penix extensively. So I want to talk about Michael Penix. They take him at number 8 overall. My biggest issue with it is, you know, one of the reasons that rookie quarterbacks on rookie deals are so valuable is because the contract is very reasonable relative to what your starting quarterbacks make.
Yep.
That's true to an extent. It's not true when that quarterback is signing a four-year, $22 million deal to be your backup. Think about that. How much are you paying a backup? So you've drafted a guy that's not going to play and is also going to get paid a high-end contract. Now, people are saying, hey, this is kind of like drafting Jordan Love. No, because Jordan Love is the 26th pick. The contract for the 26th pick is like a 4-year, $7 million deal. Yeah. So that's very reasonable for your backup quarterback money. Yeah. $22 million contract for your backup? What backup in the NFL commands that type of contract? None.
And so I think the Jordan Love comparison is really kind of dumb in a sense. Like, I can understand like where they're coming from. Oh, we're going to have this guy and send him for a couple years. Jordan Love, once again, as you mentioned, the 26th overall pick on the 2020 draft.
Graham Barton was the 26th overall pick, for what it's worth.
Right. So, once again, Jordan Love was the 26th overall pick. He was, I think, 20 when he was coming out. Yeah. Michael Penix is going to be 24 in about a week, basically. So, you're drafting an NFL-ready guy. Like, had they, and we talked a little bit about this off air, had they drafted someone like J.J. McCarthy that is more of a developmental quarterback, I would have been a little bit like more understanding about the pick. Kirk Cousins was fuming about it. You drafted a guy that's ready to play now. Michael Penix threw for almost 5,000 yards last season in college football at Washington. Once again, he had a very talented trio of receivers that he was thrown to. Great production at the FBS level. He's ready to go.
Yeah,
this is a guy that you would draft if you needed a quarterback to start on day one.
You can't have it both ways, right? Either you feel like you're so confident in this guy that you're going to take him at number 8 overall and you feel like, hey, this is the guy. This is our future.
You
think he's a developmental guy. You can't have both ways.
I think back to looking at Terry Fontenot trying to explain the pick to Arthur Blank and the war room, and it was just so funny because it doesn't make any sense. People can argue, oh, yeah, no, it makes sense. Like, they really love the guy, and that with quarterbacks nowadays, if you get a legitimate quarterback, they can play for a decade plus, right? And even with Michael Penix sitting for a couple of years, he could play for a decade and go on to be a really great quarterback. I'm not judging Penix as a player. I'm judging the pick. You spent $180 million, $100 million guaranteed on Kirk Cousins on a 4-year contract, and you go out and get his replacement with the 8th overall pick instead of improving the roster that you have now to make a run at the postseason. It doesn't make any sense.
I will say they had one pick that I do really like, and it was Braylon Trice out of Washington.
Great production.
In the third round. We don't have a ton of time to talk about it, but I think he's going to end up being the best pick out of this draft for them, and that's saying something because they picked at number 8 overall.
I mean, the Penix pick was just so head-scratching. So the Falcons, my grade real quick for them, C-, if not D.
I'd go in the Cs. Yeah, and it depends. If Penix pans out, then it goes up. But all right, that's going to wrap it up for us on this special edition of WWL's Draft Recap. Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, thanks to Cullen Steele.
Who that?
Let's do it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.